created with free version for non-commercial use.
Station 14, Catholic Church St. Andreas. The current parish church was built at the former location of the Lady Chapel. A former burial chapel of the Sickinger, the Lady Chapel was closed and demolished in 1725 due to disrepair. The old St. Andreas Church, today the Old Chapel, was structurally compromised due to old age and military devastation. Landstuhl's Catholic community resolved to build a new church. The building began in 1751, and the Bishop of Worms inaugurated the church 2 years later. The Sickingen rulers supported the funding of the church with raw materials. The surrounding communities of 24 parishes were enlisted into compulsory labor. The church's nave, with four window axes and its five-sided border, is oriented towards the north and is attached to a 200-year-old, five-floor tower of the old city wall. This tower became the bell tower after its roof was replaced due to disrepair. The ceiling was originally painted by Italian painters, but this is no longer visible.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The high altar, cup-shaped baptismal font, gallery, stoop, choir stalls, confessional boxes, and communion rails all come from the time the church was built. The pulpit was built in 1804, and the side altars were consecrated to Maria, the Mother of God, and Saint Judocus. The oil paintings of the Way of the Cross and the wooden figures of Maria and Joseph come from the early 19th century. The monumental gravestone of Franz von Sickingen at the inner west wall of the St. Andreas Church shows the Chevalier larger than life, in full relief and armored, standing on a lion to demonstrate strength. Reportedly, it was commissioned by his sons in the mid-16th century. Throughout the centuries, the monument has been moved to several locations and also damaged through degradation and French revolutionary troops. Below the high altar is the grave of the Sickinger. After the demolition of the Lady Chapel, it was relocated to the St. Andreas Church. In past centuries, the grave was reopened multiple times in order to find
Created
the remains of Franz von
Sickingen. Non-commercial use.
At the opening of the grave in 1939, the alleged remains were removed and brought to the Munich Anthropological Institute for investigation. A fire caused by a World War II bomb attack destroyed the remains of the last Chevalier before they could be investigated.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.